Arguing about what type of cheese the Earth's moon is made up of undoubtedly has taken up much time over pints in a pub throughout history, but the intensity of the discussions didn't make them matter. And that's where I find myself with the repeated claims of Islamic terrorists being set up in Mexico and frequently crossing the border into Texas. The latest comes from respectable Judicial Watch, which cites sources including a Mexican Army field grade officer and a Mexican federal police inspector. The exact location where the terrorist group has established its base is around 8 miles from the U.S. border in an area known as Anapra, situated just west of Ciudad Juarez in the Mexican state of Chihuahua. Another ISIS cell to the west of Ciudad Juarez in Puerto Palomas targets the New Mexico towns of Columbus and Deming for easy access to the United States, the same knowledgeable sources confirm, the report read. I've been in Anapra several times, and it's mostly on a slope in full view of El Paso, especially the UTEP campus and nearby areas, which is hardly where one would want to hide such a base. And why would we lend credibility to Mexican Army officer and Federale sources? Both organizations suffer from corruption and cartel infiltration. Extraordinary claims demand extraordinary evidence, and so far we've not received such for much of any of the Middle East terrorists on our border claims. The various claims could be true, but where is the hard evidence? We all know the story about the fabled boy who cried wolf, and it doesn't turn out so well. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.